Coach, I know it was a tough day for you guys, kind of a tough one in the first game, and the second game was a tight game. You just couldn't get any hits when you needed it. But overall, I guess, talk about your day overall, the doubleheader with Spear Bowl.
You know, once again, I think we pitched really well in both games. We had both of our starters in the two baseball games go long innings, and had some availability with some days off here coming up, so we let them kind of stretch it out for the first time this year, and both Todd Morris and Gustavo Gonzalez did a heck of a job for us there. Defensively, in both games, got a little bit more to clean up. We did have some improvement on some communication and things like that, but it's some balls under gloves and balls by us and gaps and things like that in both games that led to really a couple of their runs in the first game prior to going to extra innings. And then I think we probably had two of their runs in the second game out of their three on errors as well. So we balked in another run. You know, that's never good, especially when it's, the winning run. So, offensively, I thought we started hitting the ball quite a bit better late in game one as well. Comeback was pretty exciting to come back and tie that up and take it into extra innings. I really thought we had that one maybe going our way towards the end, and then just kind of fell short in extra innings. But it was better than last Friday. Would have liked to got out of here with a win or two. So, we're still on the snide. So.
Considering how last Friday went and never really kind of being a part of those games, really, and coming back like you did, you had to like that for your team to show some life there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, there was a couple times there where we did make some errors, and it could have led to one of those big innings again, and we were able to shut the door after the error and not allow those big snowball innings. And just from an experience factor, you know, we played 8 innings against Holcomb on Friday, and tonight we played 15 innings of baseball. So, you know, if you just think of we had, you know, one experience on Friday, then we doubled that tonight. So we got a lot going on next week with a Monday, Tuesday, Friday. You know, we'll have a couple practices and go home for Easter and come back out on Monday against Lakin.
Yeah, offense, I know it's kind of struggling a little bit, but again here today, 4 runs in the first game and just 1 in the second in a pitcher's duel. You feel like that's pretty close to turning the corner?
Yeah, we sure hope so. We had some opportunities where we should have put more runs on the board. We had a runner at third with no outs and didn't score him. So that always hurts, and that takes away from some of that run production that we're seeing. That was after, you know, a really nice triple. I don't know if it got counted as a triple or not, but Farrow ended up on third base for us. Hard hit ball. He ran on the play. They got a double play out of it. And then, you know, I think we followed that with a ground out. That was a pop fly, center field. So that pop fly would have scored him if we wouldn't have been doubled up. But not really an error there, just, you know, unfortunate that you really, if you get a runner on third, you need to score him. So.